It's
an
odd one.
Hey Oddballs, I'm your host Jensen, and welcome to episode 67. So I have to ask, what are you guys doing this year for Halloween? I know it's still a couple weeks away, but I mean, what are you guys gonna do? Are you dressing up? Are you going to a party? Are you staying at home with all the lights off so you don't have to pass out candy? What are you doing? What's your little Halloween ritual this year? Let me know. I also want to say happy birthday, October 11th babies. It's your day to shine, so here we go.
Happy birthday.
Those born on this day are positive individuals who, in many respects, may be characterized as social idealists, for they are fueled by their desire to affect not only their own emotional happiness, but also that of others, be it those with whom they come in contact, wider communal groupings, or humanity as a global entity. Indeed, these twin aims are often inextricably linked, for such is the strong sense of natural justice possessed by these people, and the profound empathy with those whom they believe are being unfairly treated, that even if their own circumstances are harmonious, they may nevertheless feel compelled to campaign on behalf of the less fortunate. A similarly benevolent concern for others defines their personal and professional relationships. Yet, although they generally favor conciliation and cooperation over aggression and confrontation, their urge to reverse perceived injustices should not be underestimated. Although it frequently is by those who misjudge their easygoing approach for weakness of will. Balancing their altruism and clear-sighted perspicacity are the markedly more self-indulgent personal characteristics possessed by October 11th individuals. Their highly developed response to emotional and sensual stimuli bestows on them the tendency to immerse themselves with willing abandon in the pleasures of the senses. Given such extreme inclinations, those born on this day have the potential to flourish across a wide spectrum of professions as writers, musicians, athletes, philanthropists, or even social reformers, for example. Their virtues are empathetic, intellectual, gentle. Their vices are extreme, self-indulgent, unyielding. Happy birthday again, you October 11th babies. And let's move on to stories.
This comes from AFIG1 on Reddit.
I grew up in a 60s, 70s house about 45 minutes outside of London. It was your usual creaky floorboard, barely carpeted sort of place. The first time we saw the man on the stairs, it was me. I was around 10 at the time, and I used to dry my hair on the landing, next to the banister, which had slats so you could see through it. I had my hair flipped over my head, and I saw who I thought was my dad, in his raincoat and carrying his briefcase, walking up the stairs. I flipped my hair back over to give him a hug, like I usually did, but he wasn't there. I assumed he'd turn around and had gone back downstairs, so I ran down to ask my mom where he'd gone. Only, she told me he wasn't home yet. I felt a bit creeped out, but it obviously went out of my head and it didn't really come up again. The next time I had heard about him, I was 18. I'd met my now husband maybe a year before, and my parents had divorced by this point, so it tended to be my mom in the house with us there in the week. On Sunday morning, I got a call from her asking if I was okay. I assured her I was, and asked her what was wrong. She said there had been a banging on the front door at 3 a.m. Our front door had 2 frosted glass panels, top and bottom, so you could see and make out shapes through it. And we had a street lamp opposite, which lit it up during the night. When she came to the top of the stairs to have a glance and see if she could see anything, she said she saw someone with a bag waiting. She started downstairs and stopped herself. She turned back to her bedroom and looked down towards the glass porch we had and couldn't see anyone. When she went back to the top of the stairs, they had vanished. She thought we had an argument and I'd come home since they were carrying a bag. But once she started playing it in her head, she realized the person was taller than me, a bigger build, and was wearing a raincoat. The only other time I had heard about him was from my brother. Now, he's very scientific. He doesn't believe in ghosts or the paranormal at all, which is what amazed me even more. When he was younger and still living at home, he used to stay up at all hours playing Xbox, like you do. And one night, he finished up, didn't bother turning on any lights, went to the bottom of the stairs, and started walking up. When he saw him, a man in a raincoat and a briefcase, standing at the top of the stairs. He blinked a couple of times and stepped back down the 2 steps to click the light on. And when he looked back, the man was gone. The weird thing here is, Mom and I never mentioned anything to him. And he's very vocal about how daft he thinks it all is. But the description was perfect. We never found out who he was. As far as we could find out, no one died at the house. My mother passed away in 2020 and we sold the house. So I always wonder if they're seeing him or if he moved on with her. Yeah, no, I'm good. I don't need to see somebody in a raincoat in my house. It kind of makes me wonder if somebody who used to live in that house, maybe they didn't die in the house, but they died outside of the house. Like, they were the previous owner and they died outside of the house and now they're just coming back every time. Here's my wild theory. Here we go. The person who's in the raincoat lived in the house. They're in a raincoat because it was like a rainy, stormy night, and they were coming back home from work, hence the briefcase, and they got into an accident and passed away. And now they just keep coming home as if they were coming home from work. And maybe now they're kind of like starting to realize that there are other people in their house. And so now it's kind of like the others. If you've seen that movie with Nicole Kidman, let me know. But that's what I'm referencing now. And maybe this person is starting to realize, oh my God, who's in my house? So they're banging, trying to get into the house. I don't know. I like my wild goose chases. Just let me have my moment. just let me have my moment. Because I think it's wild. I think that just the part where it's banging on the door, whatever this is, that's the scary part. It's still scary regardless. But other than that, it doesn't feel like it's a mean spirit. And the fact that it's not showing up all the time is seeming like it's not super active. So that's why I'm wondering if it's happening on the anniversary of this person's death. I don't know. What are your thoughts? Let me know. Also, do you like my little wild goose chase stories? Sometimes I'm in the mood for them and sometimes I just want to know your guys' opinion. So anyhow, we're going to move on to the next story.
This comes from ChampionshipSad1057 on Reddit.
I work 24-hour shifts at a semi-busy fire department that has been around since the 1870s. We run an ambulance unit. I sleep in my own room, separate from the male firefighters. A few nights ago, a voice woke me up, clear as day beside me in the room. It was a deep, old-sounding voice. He said, "Come on, get up. It's time to get ready." It startled me out of my sleep. It was about 3 a.m. I jolted up, looked around the empty room for the voice. There was nobody there. But I decided to get out of bed and get my shoes on. The second I got my shoes on, the tones went off, calling us out for a code blue. A code blue is a person in cardiac or respiratory arrest. The man had a heart attack and died. He was the first person to survive CPR, being shocked by the AED in our entire county for almost 10 years. He went home a day ago. He is 70 years old. Holy shit. I don't know if that man that woke you up was the man who died and then came back to life. I don't know who it was. They knew what was going on. What if it's like a old fireman from back then who was like, "Yo, get your ass up. It's time to go. Like, we have a person who needs us." And the fact that like you get up and you put your shoes on anyway, and then all of a sudden the alarms are going off and you're like, "Well, shit, we gotta go." That's wild. That spirit was clearly telling you to get up and go. And also awesome. I'm so glad you saved that person's life. That's incredible. But terrifying for him that he died and then came back to life. But that's a whole other story, which, by the way, if you have any stories that are like that, I love to hear those. Those ones are freaking spooky in their own little way. But anyhow, this was interesting. And if you have a story like either story today, let me know. Or any paranormal story at all, let me know. And I hope you enjoyed today's episode. And well, it's an odd world after all.
Oddballs, go follow us on It's an Odd World After All podcast on Instagram and Facebook. Also, give us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. If you have a story you would like to share, email us at itsanoddworldafterall@gmail.com or message us on one of our social platforms. Don't forget to share us with your family and friends. And check out our website, itsanoddworldafterall.com.